This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give a quick shout out to our new friends that just picked us up, two radio stations out of Chico, California, KKXX 930 AM and 104.5 FM. We just want to give you a shout out and say thank you very much, and we appreciate your trust big time. So let it be said that we are giving you a shout out and saying thank you for your trust. KKXX 930 AM and 104.5 FM, Chico, California. And we want to say hey personally to the manager, Andrew Palmquist. Again, thank you for your trust and welcome aboard. This equals 85 radio stations across the United States of America that we are reaching 6 days a week and 7 days a week to those that listen to us on Sunday as well. I know sometimes you just can't get enough. We totally understand. Folks, if you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also want to let you know you can check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And or if you want to go to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, which, by the way, we have a caller right now, and it just happens to be Stephanie Joy, the co-host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, who is down at the Minnesota State Fair. Doing what she does best. Stephanie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, I just wanted to tell you, you are at the halfway mark right now. So divide 144 hours and divide 12 days, and that's where you're at.
Well, you know, that makes me feel so good to know that we're kind of halfway on the hump mark. But boy, oh boy, are we enjoying this fair. You know, you have your high points, your low points. But I can tell you, it is so worth it with all the people that we're reaching. We're talking Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, atheists, fellow believers, God haters, homosexuals. And we've had some wonderful encounters.
Sinners.
It was interesting. Sinners, absolutely. And, you know, these are people, like I always like to say, who might not step foot inside of a church building, but they will come to the state fair. And they get surprised when they get the message of the gospel through so many different ways. You know, we've got our music and our CDs and our DVDs and our books. And it's all the gospel message bringing people to Christ. But if I can share with you one of my favorite encounters so far is I was not supposed to table what we were doing to high school semi programs and speak at different venues and so on. And I had this kid listening, and he comes back sometime later, and he said, well, why do they let you in public schools? And I said, well, what do you mean, why do they let us in public schools? And he said, well, there's lines in the state. And I said, well, where does it say that? And he said, Bill of Rights. I said, okay, I've got the Bill of Rights sitting right there. Why didn't you pick it up that, you know, show me if I said that. So he picks it up and looks. Of course, I didn't tell him it's not in there, but, you know, kind of try to find it. And then he says, well, I don't want to look at this. I want to look at it online. So he comes back. I mean, it's the First Amendment. You know, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion while prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So I really educated this kid on this. And what you're talking about was a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to Danbury Baptist actually barring the government from what it's doing today. But this kid was completely indoctrinated, kind of turned upside down his head, and then he was asking, so where do homosexuals go? And I said, well, the Bible says that no homosexual will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I said, just like no adulterer, no fornicator, you know, so on and so forth.
Stephanie, are you on a speakerphone? Because if you are, turn it off and put it up to your mouth, please.
I am actually not on a speakerphone. I'm here in the speaker. I'm not sure why it's there, but I've got it right up to my mouth.
Okay,
but
go
on. It's just interesting to encounter. If you want me to call back where I can see if the connection works better, I can do that too.
No, that's fine. Finish your story, please.
Yeah, so basically, I just kind of went and took him through the way of salvation and told him everything. And at the end of it, we're just like, wow, I think a lot of people, the lights go on. When the gospel is presented the way that it's meant to be presented, and you give people the facts, and the anointing is what really breaks the yoke of bond, and you can sense the Lord's really speaking to their heart. There's a changed individual. It's kind of like, you know, Saul changed from who he was to who he was when he changed into Paul. And a kid like that, if you give him as adamantly set as he is in the wrong direction now, if you steer him in the right direction, he's going to be a powerhouse for the Lord one day. And we're just being faithful witnesses. It's amazing that people see, wow, you're actually putting faith, you know, to your, you know, works to your faith and faith to your work, vice versa. And as we're out here at the fair, we're really showing people in demonstration what the love of God is really all about. It's not about lip service. It's about demonstration. It was Charles Birch who said, you have never truly found Jesus if you don't tell other people about him. When people see us making this profession or faith boldly, I think it encourages all believers, and it's also great for those people who need to find the Lord as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a positive. And, of course, what he's doing is he's mimicking what he's being taught in public schools. And the purpose of public schools today is to indoctrinate them into a global scheme called International Baccalaureate. We run into that quite a bit. And, obviously, you have the opportunity at the Minnesota State Fair where you are at the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair for the 6 days, the next 6 days. You've been there for 6 days. So friends listening across the country, if you're coming to Minnesota, come to the Minnesota State Fair, say hello to Stephanie and the guys, and come out this weekend and say hello to me, hopefully. And in the process of doing just that, you'll get a firsthand experience as to what it is and what it means to actually be out there and be bold for your faith. Because it's amazing. The world is simply looking for the Christ that we preach. Again, as Stephanie said, not with lip service, but with our actions and our deeds, 1 John 3:18. Stephanie, earlier this week, you were kind of a little bit, you weren't complaining or grumbling, but you were kind of putting into perspective people that offer their lip service that say that they'll simply pray for you. And, of course, this comes from the professed Christians that will simply pray for you while you're sitting there taking shot after shot, losing your voice, being exhausted and exasperated, doing what you're doing for 144 hours in a row. Can you kind of share with the listeners as to what you are sharing with me?
Well, you know, there are people who profess their Christianity, and then there's true Christians. I cannot tell you how many times people stop by the booth, we share with them what we do, so on and so forth, and they say, oh, bless you, oh, we need more people like you, or thank you for doing what you're doing, but they stop by and they don't support it in any way. Now, of course, we're not here for the money. We're here to proclaim the gospel, but as we're doing so, we want to get, you know, the gospel message in people's hands and be able to support what we're doing along the way. So it's very sad when you see a lot of professed Christians. You can almost tell them when you spot them. They give you these big smiles, and they kind of nod their head to what you're saying, and then they kind of, you know, gracefully make their way out as they don't support it. And then you get the guy who's, you know, in a wheelchair, kind of rough-looking, you know, and you think, okay, this guy's probably not going to respond to what I'm saying. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll take a shirt. We need more of this. I was talking to a couple of people last night.
Stephanie, we got to take a break. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Stephanie out at the Minnesota State Fair, east end of the Grand.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. The phones are wide open. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be where your brains and when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to highlight a couple things off of sonsoflibertymedia.com, showing you again and taking the cover off of those that are actually creating the domestic insurrection within in hopes of. By the way, we were just talking to Stephanie during the first segment. And during that time, I forgot to bring up that it's interesting that when you go to the Minnesota State Fair, you can't find a homosexual booth. But yet these are the ones that are being used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution, to shut down free speech, which, by the way, is happening today. Who gets to hate and who gets to define hate? Guess who's bringing this about? None other, and right on cue, if it's not Daryl Issa a week and a half ago, now it's Joe Biden. Who gets to define hate? They're attacking free speech. And keep in mind, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Freedom of speech is in accordance with law, not to counter law. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. But interesting to note, there was no homosexual booth at the Minnesota State Fair, nor is there today. We didn't see Planned Parenthood there. Neither, all of you capitulators. All of you cowards. We don't see their booth there neither. We did see a BLM, Black Lives Matter, booth there. Last year, I had shared with you how they were putting on the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, they call it the Red Star, because of communism and propaganda, but they were promoting last year how the BLM was being used to, again, create domestic insurrection. Well, it was interesting because I was there the whole time, and I never seen at the Minnesota State Fair what they were promoting on the front page of the paper. Remember that saying, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. I did notice at the BLM Black Lives Matter booth, when walking by it, the fair was packed. Remember that saying by Saul Alinsky, the little minion himself of hell, who's in hell now, realizing he shouldn't have been playing with that fire? See, sin will charge you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. And in his case, it's eternity. It's too late for him. He fought against the light. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That's exactly what's happening in this country, America. When walking by Black Lives Matter booth last year, friends, that they were promoting on the paper that were creating so much havoc at the Minnesota State Fair, I didn't have the opportunity to see it. The Black Lives Matter booth, folks, going to get a hot dog, purposely walking by the booth. Absolutely nobody there. Not a one person. There was literally tens of thousands of people at the fair. Where's all the support coming from? Besides criminal Nazi war criminal George Soros and 200 other groups that he's supporting. But he's only doing that because you're allowing him to do that. You know what's interesting? We see all these groups that are being used. We didn't see an ACLU booth out there. We didn't see other communist or atheist groups out there, friends. Why? Because people are not supporting them. We didn't see, again, listen carefully, Planned Parenthood booths. Huh. Isn't that amazing, man? And you're taught by the lying propagandists through the media that, man, for some reason or another, all these people are conglomerating and attacking our constitutional republic. It's politicians and it's the corrupt narrative through the media. Remember, Richard Salent said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. CBS News. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Walter Cronkite. The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view on purpose. It's not news, friends. It's propaganda. Herman Dismore, New York Times. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Richard Cohen, CBS Political News. And when the American people figure this out, the better off you're going to be. But they need to be dealt with. Amos 5:15. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. FBI continues to cover for Hillary Clinton. They say that there's a lack of public interest in Clinton emails and it justifies withholding documents. This is all purposed. This is all created to get a response from you, America. This is created to get you up in arms so they can bring about a police state. That's what they're working for. There's no doubt about it. But this is today in America. The FBI continues to cover for Hillary Clinton. That tells you that the FBI is corrupt. Nobody needs to say anything about the CIA being corrupt because everybody knows that the CIA is corrupt. As a matter of fact, did you know President Truman said of the CIA, this is pretty interesting stuff. I never would have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in the 47s, he said, 1947, if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. Who said that? Man, that was the President of the United States of America. I never would have agreed to the formulation of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, back in 47, if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. Wow! But America, you know that. We have none other than Joe Biden, the pervert himself, the brainless, useful idiots who sold out to special interest groups and to your enemies. Read Luke 22:48, Judas betraying the Christ. And at the end, what does the Bible tell us that happened to none other than Judas? See, people don't pay attention to the end of sin, do they? Nope, death. Read Romans 6 when you get a moment. Who gets to define hate? The United Nations, who is funded by you, America, the United Nations Education Agency blasted as immoral. Of course it's immoral, because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Listen to these talking points, America. I'm right. And I know I'm right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. Who is this coming from? A senator. Sherrod Brown calls for ignoring immigration laws for illegal invaders. Can you believe it? Yes, I can believe it. I've seen it. I've studied it. I know who the problem is. And it's not the corruption in government and in the church. It's the American people that tolerate it. Along with them, they're accomplices to the crime, is what they are. The American people are accomplices to the crime because they tolerate the criminal. A people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims. No! They're the accomplices. A people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims but accomplices, said George Orwell. Right on. He's exactly right. President Mr. It's So Easy, the stand-in president, and I'm about to prove that in a moment here. Trump, one way or another, the Mexican people, will pay for that wall. Man, you're going to be hearing this for 4 years, friends, and then it's going to pass, and then you're going to stand back and say, what about your promises? Well, I'm going to expose that once again today. I want to hit this before I do. Linda Sarsour, again, and other leftists, my lines are open for you to explain to me who a liberal and a leftist are. 1-866-582-9933. Linda Sarsour and other leftists spew racist, there's no such word, hate is all crime is motivated by hate, and anti-American rhetoric at rally for Colin Kaepernick. You remember this loser? His mother even disowned him. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can look at the art. You can look at the picture. You can look at the artwork in the picture that they're holding up. And it says, America was never great. We need to overthrow this system. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this amazing? We need to overthrow the system. As they're bust in, as we find out on Craigslist that they're bought and paid for, and America's still trying to figure out what's going on? I mean, and the American people act as if this is some sort of game and it's just going to go away. No, the only thing that's going to go away, America, are your liberties and your freedoms. Only there to ensnare and to enslave your posterity. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back and I got something to tell you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to be spending a little time on the message of love, which exposes hate in communist organizations within and without. And it's interesting, friends, if you go back to show one 17 years ago, I was on Salem Communications for 13 years in Minneapolis, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Now we're literally from coast to coast in 83 different outlets and affiliates across the country, as well as 53 outside of America. And it's interesting to note, friends, that with that, I'm sitting here looking at something I'm going to highlight in just a moment. And it is just incredible to me that this is happening in this country. But anyways, you know what, folks, just for the sake of sharing the message of love exposing hate, you know, this is a prime example of preaching the Word of God and understanding the power of God unto salvation by bearing your cross regardless of what anybody says. Because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The more they attack Christians, the more Christians grow. Read the book of Philippians chapter 1, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. As they threw Paul, Apostle Paul, in jail, who spent two-thirds of his life in jail for preaching the gospel, exposing tyrants, friends, the brethren were more emboldened to preach. So the more they attack, the more we grew. grow. So when I'm talking about letting their cruelty swell our ranks, folks, allow them to do what they're doing because their cruelties are swelling our ranks. And it's not a game. We trust in the living God, and that's who we go to. We do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to Him. But the bottom line is this, friends, is now we've got a national message, and we're speaking to the nation on a daily basis concerning those that have attacked us. And so we're countering that by being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. So we are giving you the message of love, which exposes hate, but these are the kind of groups that are demonizing those that are telling you the truth. And furthermore, when you go back 17 years, at no time, not one time, you will ever hear come out of my mouth anything that counters constitutional law in this country. You will hear a million times over, 17 years into the present, me exposing those that are violating constitutional law and the Word of God, which go hand in hand. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. I want you to listen to this, and I'll bring you down another segment trail today. But I want you to check this out, because I am here to break up the delusion that this president of the United States is a promise keeper. I am here to tell you that he is a stand-in, as I always have, even giving him the benefit of the doubt at times, friends, as to what is he going to produce when he gets in office. Also keep in mind, this president has promised time and time again to bring back in the rule of law, and you are seeing just the exact opposite happening today. Now, even to further solidify that point, Sebastian Gorka stated another broken Trump promise. I'm going to highlight this next week as well, friends. But President Donald Trump promised a change on Islamic terror, but all the change agents are gone. I'm going to say that slow. I'm going to let it sink in. President Donald Trump's promise on change concerning Islamic terror, all the change agents are gone, America. Sebastian Gorka is no longer a deputy assistant to President Donald Trump. He resigned. He said the specific problem was Trump's apparent retreat from his repeated insistence on speaking about radical Islam and Islamic terrorism rather than a faceless, enforces and a ideology-free terrorist threat. Gorka continued, I want you to listen carefully. Regrettably, speaking of Donald Trump, regrettably, outside of yourself, speaking to Donald Trump from Gorka, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again, which, by the way, was Ronald Reagan's slogan, have been internally countered, systematically removed or undermined in recent months. That's what Mr. Gorka is warning concerning this administration. Sebastian Gorka is telling you, America, that there's another broken Trump promise, and the opposite is happening as to what he promised that he would do. Why? Because he's a stand-in. Why? Because he's taking orders. Why? Where are the promises of the enforcement of the law, America? Furthermore, going to Sebastian Gorka and concerning Islamic terror, if you look at the department's, State Department statistics, you'll find that under Donald Trump, illegal immigration has doubled since Barack Hussein Obama. Go ahead and look for yourself. Don't get mad at me for telling you. Don't shoot the messenger, America. You know, which leads me to the man that was sleeping on his bed. He was sleeping on his bed, and he was in a deep sleep, and all of a sudden he heard his dog bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. Well, it awakened the man, and he got up and told his dog to shut up. Just shut up. I'm trying to sleep. And I'm likening this unto the book of Ephesians chapter 5, where the Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. Donald Trump has put America, for the most part, back to sleep. And it's not his fault. It's the American people's fault. But the man lay down, tried to go back to sleep, and the dog was barking all the more. Why was that dog barking? Little did the owner know that there was a man that was trying to break into the house and take the life of its owner. Instead of the dog going downstairs and sniffing it out, he kept trying to wake up his owner. And his owner getting angry with the dog, and instead of him paying attention to what the dog was barking about, he just got more and more and more angry with his dog. So it got to the point where the dog wouldn't shut up. So he went and got a shotgun and he shot his dog to death. And he thought, now, well, my dog is dead. I can now go back soundly to sleep without any interference, any agitation for the rest of the night at least. Well, as he shot his dog, he went back to sleep. The man downstairs breaks into the house and he takes the life of the owner. Hey, America, don't shoot the dog. Hey, America, don't shoot the messenger. Deal with the one at the door who wants to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. And America, if you don't have enough common sense to understand that Donald Trump is a plant, he was put there to put you back to sleep, guess what? And most effectively, he has put the American people back to sleep today, to your own demise. And I'm simply going back now to another one, Sebastian Gorka, telling you, America, there's another promise that has been broken by Donald Trump. And folks, I've been paying attention to this, and it's like a domino effect, little by little by little by little. And the agenda goes on regardless of the new administration. Last week, I highlighted the fact that Judicial Watch came forward telling you that the IRS has still been unleft concerning consequences of the laws that they have been violating by targeting conservative groups. And Judicial Watch and America is trying to figure out why this is still going on under the new administration who promised to deal with the IRS targeting conservative groups. Oh, and that's not all, friends. I mean, I can go on with the list. Hillary Clinton is still out there. And what is she doing? She's committing the act of treason by selling uranium ore out of Oregon to the Russians. And we got some good guys in Oregon. Harry Reid's doing the same thing with the Chinese. But we got some good guys over in Oregon. By the way, on Friday, we're going to have a special interview with the wife of, I believe, Pete Santilli's wife, concerning what's going on over there. But we have a bunch of guys that were simply raising their mouths and their tongues and blowing the trumpet to the American people that those that you call representatives and politicians are committing the act of treason by selling off their land to the enemy. And yet they're in jail for exposing crime and treason within the United States. Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, Navarro, who's judging that case, who's never judged a case a day in her life, who was made aware to Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, by Harry Reid. In other words, she's a plant. How come they have not been exonerated? How come they have not been pardoned, America? What's their crime? Telling us the truth? Yes, that's right. And that's the message from a totalitarian government, which you see active today in America. In America, I don't know what it's going to take for you to understand you've been under attack for a long time in this country. You've been under attack for a long time. And the media has been lawlessly attacking America's law-abiding citizens, Christians, constitutionalists, I don't care what you call them. We're all one and the same in this country, one nation under God. And we're ruled by one law, not by several. And we were warned by John Locke, who said, where the law ends, tyranny begins, and tyranny is having its way, attacking your Christian religion. And remember, the reason they do that is because they want to scare you away from Jesus, the Son of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Why? Because they don't want to be undone. Because they know the power of the gospel. They know the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they don't want you anywhere near him. Get away from him, so we'll attack him. We'll outlaw that Christianity. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Sebastian Gorka, another broken Trump promise, of course. What's changed America besides the administration? Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, if you pay attention to what the media wants you to believe in, things are getting worse. I'll tell you what, that media needs to be lawfully dealt with, and so do these corrupt politicians. Read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment, friends. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemy in Jesus' name. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. As promised, I'm going to get back to some more of this message of love that the enemies within do not want you to hear. And we have been spending time over the last couple of days just taking it incrementally, little by little. And another portion of this message of love and not hate, right? We're preaching love and not hate, because love tells the truth. Hate does not do that. We've been spending some time on the media, of course. Now, for those that don't know, we do this when we do tea parties all across the country. We always hear, how do I say this in a really cool way? Those that haven't taken the time to pull the curtain back on Fox, the truth. We got to tell them the truth. Because we always hear these people at tea parties say, well, we got Fox News. Well, we got Fox News. part owner Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal said a strong American government is not good for us. Part owner of Fox News. And again, friends, for those that have not heard this, it's interesting to note. It's not so much what Fox says that bothers me. It's what they don't say that should bother every one of you. And furthermore, they're the ones feeding the narrative of what they would call the left. They're feeding into it. They're getting you caught up into a lawless debate. And to further solidify my point concerning the likes of, well, another outlet, well, CNN, you know, a credible outlet. You know, I told you yesterday that the president for CNN, Communist Network News, he actually retired a couple years ago because the ratings were so bad. But they don't want you to believe that. They don't want you to know that. No, they want you to think that they're prospering. No, they're not. Less than 2 million viewers a day. That's craziness, America. Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, who once she found out what CNN was about, started to expose CNN. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories. That's against the law. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. That's against the law. And construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. That is not lawful. These are the same groups of people that are attempting to demonize and label you as haters for inciting and making reference to law, America. Just wanted to share that with you. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. Did you know that? Well, did you also know that Obama's administration was paying for CNN's content? You know who's paying for that, don't you, America? You are. I mean, when you think about the President of the United States of America vetting the outlets and cross-checking the outlets, the only thing that comes to my mind is Mussolini, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong. And the list goes on. They were the ones that took time to make sure that they had all the editors in place that went along with the tyranny and the tyrannical ways of the current administration in their prospective countries. Who told us that? Well, not only did Amber Lyon tell us what was going on with CNN, but also keep in mind, New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told us that all information coming out on that foreign sodomite criminal stand-in president, Barack Hussein Obama, all the information that you and I got, it was first vetted before we received it. That is criminal, America. That's not free speech. No, that's controlled propaganda. I mean, we can look at the likes of Piers Morgan, who was hired to attack your Second Amendment. I mean, over and over and over again. Listen, we had Ted Nugent on the radio one time. And just for the record, I mean, the guy needs to use a little common sense when he's on the radio. He's got a rotten mouth. And some of the things that he even innuendoed, to me, were reprehensible. There was no reason he had to go there. And I'm talking about Ted Nugent. But when it comes to the issue of guns, I'm glad it was him that Piers Morgan picked a fight with. Because Piers Morgan didn't last very long. Let me just tell you that. But did you know that Piers Morgan, he used to work for BBC News across the pond? And did you know that he was also fired from his editorial job at the Daily Mirror for publishing fraudulent photographs in May of 2004? But CNN wanted him on. A criminal there, but a news anchor here? Think about that. And, of course, I brought up in the past concerning the message of truth, Dr. Udall Ufkat, who now is no longer with us. He just mysteriously died last winter. He was the one that repented for lying to the people on a global scale by warning you and I that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. This is why the UN and governments across the globe and around the globe are working tirelessly to get control of the internet. And see, that's why they lean into Google and Facebook and Twitter, because they know that they'll be their little useful idiots. And that's exactly what they're doing. The entire mainstream media is totally fake, said German editor-journalist Dr. Udo Ulfkott. He said that journalists are taught to lie. They're taught to betray the people and not to tell the truth to the public. And that's exactly what they're doing, America. The CIA, said Dr. Udo Ulfkott, gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Now, you don't have to go any further than the former CIA director himself, William Casey, because he said the same thing that Dr. Udo Ulfkott was telling us. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Folks, from terrorism, which is government by intimidation, that's the original meaning, to drug wars, to the war between the left and the right, Democrats versus Republicans, it's all fake, America. It's all fake. William Casey, CIA director, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." And it's interesting that I'm giving you a message of love, America, that exposes communist groups. And I started this little by little, friends, because, you know, the SPLC wants to name groups, by the way, which are now countering the SPLC. Now there is a class action lawsuit going on concerning SPLC. In other words, there's people that really believe in law, and there's people that are really out there that are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves, that are taking it back to the SPLC. And it's interesting how the media, the lion media, continuously references the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center. Now let me give you the message of hate before the end of the show. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy these groups. It reminds me of a little of Planned Parenthood. And I'll get to that tomorrow. And I'll get to the mentality that you've taken on, America. Regardless if you believe it or not, it is a mentality that you've taken on. If you're not protesting against it, it's because you're guilty of it. I'll leave it there. But I'll be talking about that tomorrow on the message of love that exposes the haters. Cain and Abel, folks. You know who said this? Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Folks, is that not incriminating? Of course it is! Of course it is! Where are the good, law-abiding constitutionalists that call themselves attorneys in this country that can easily slam dunk this criminal organization that is funded by George Soros, the Nazi criminal himself? I mean, you want to talk about Germany all over again, friends. Man, we are in it. Just look to the Bushes. My goodness. And look to their daddy. Enough said. Prescott Bush. By the way, who said this? Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. This is my final point for the day. Free speech, America, does not give the media a right to break the law. God did not give us a right to break the law. And of course not. See, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Let's say to the ignorant, the useful idiots that we're exposing even today. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.